Joseph Chan, Clock of Nature. Inspired by the exquisite timepieces of the Qing Court Collection, this work explores the inner mechanisms of a clock, with all the parts constantly moving. The installation sits on a rectangular, dark grey, matte metallic platform with silver edging that measures 5.3 by 3 metres and is 1.4 metres high. A black clock face, 2 metres in diameter and 1.4 metres deep, placed horizontally, is the centrepiece of the artwork. It stands on four narrow silver rods to give the impression that it is floating through space and time. The gold outer rim is surrounded by 12 pointed vertical black posts, which come to waist height. They are evenly spaced around the outside of the gold rim. They are numbered in Chinese from 0 to 11, like a traditional clock face. The face of this clock is multidimensional, with three layers. The lower level consists of all the gears and mechanisms turning in clockwise and anti-clockwise directions, connecting like cogs in a wheel, while the second level is the black face with a transparent centre. The top level has three smaller concentric platforms capped with five black spheres. These spheres range in diameter from 20 centimetres through to 2 centimetres. They are black and heavy and rotate like the planetary system. The largest and two smallest spheres move up and down like a carousel, while the balance wheel and watch escapement mechanism continually rotate to counteract the influence of gravity. The two other sets of wheels move separately. All these mechanisms react to one another and create chaos with the watch's accuracy. Extending from the 3 o'clock position of the main clock face is a long, narrow platform of 2.8 metres long, with long brass tubes hanging down like a xylophone, which can chime. All the different mechanisms are matte but edged with silver detailing, whilst black and gold are the main colours. Constantly moving, the parts rotate and interconnect, and there is an occasional audible rhythm.